Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Make sure you follow. By the way, a lot of people are sending me friend requests on Facebook, which I appreciate greatly. Truly, I do. The problem is, it's a nice problem, is that I'm too popular. Facebook has a limit on the number of friends that I can have. They limit me to 5,000. And so I've reached the limit. And so every once in a while, somebody will drop off and somebody else will come. But essentially, I'm maxed out. This is not my doing. This is Facebook doing. So the best thing that I can offer you is this. Follow me, my Facebook profile page. Click follow. Also follow me on Big Willie 105. Follow the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. But I can't. So many times I can't accept your friend request because they're maxed out, and it's Facebook's doing. It's not my doing. I'd have 15,000 friends if I were allowed to, but Facebook says, oh no, only 5,000. That's all. That's all you're allowed to be. Drain's like, fine, screw you. So, but you can follow me on Facebook, the profile page, Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I, and Vassilaris, and it's the one with more than 8,000 followers already. So if you would do that, that would be great. We'll have another drawing tomorrow. The big winner today, hold on, I've got his name here. The big winner today was for the opportunity to win the Joni Messina concert tickets and everything else, is, mispronounced his last name, is Toby Dahlberg from Bridgeport. So hold on a second. Congratulations, Toby. Spontaneous applause from the listening audience. Actually, from our studio audience. Thank you. All right, fine. So there's that. You could be the next Toby tomorrow. Chance to win Joni Messina tickets, a concert, and meet her behind backstage and all of that. So I'll be getting some more names tomorrow. And then Wednesday, and put you into the mix, and maybe they'll draw your name. It's a very cool thing. It's free. So what the hell? Phone number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. So next, Ice Baby. I would have played the Vanilla Ice song, but Facebook would then mute it because royalty issues, and that'd be a big, ugly fight, and I don't need that. So Ice Baby, pretend I'm Vanilla Ice. Yes. Pretend that I'm Vanilla Ice. Can you imagine? This whole thing. First off, I'm sorry anybody's dead. I am. I'm not. I would never wish this on anyone. I would not. Except the Ayatollah in Iran and the Hamas leaders and ISIS leaders. Actually, I would wish a lot of people dead now that I think about it. But not Americans. Not fellow Americans. Okay. Not unless they're traitors. Unless they're spies. Then yeah. That Aldridge James guy, I think he just died. Good. But normally, I would not wish anyone dead. I would not. President Trump was elected to rid the country of illegals, especially criminal illegals, illegals who were committing terrible, terrible crimes. It was a landslide victory by any measure. Electoral college, states, swing states, popular vote, you name it. A landslide. Everybody knows this except the militant Marxists who control the Democratic Party and their PR whores, the media, the corporate media. They still act as if illegal aliens have every right to be here, every right to steal our money, every right to murder us and rape us and everything else. And that Donald Trump, President Trump, and ICE and all of the other people involved in getting rid of these illegals, that they're somehow the bad guys. There are professional protesters who go about this country protesting and causing all sorts of disruption and demonstrations and doing terrible things. They're actually paid to do this. Not all of them, but a lot. Oh, I've got the audio. Don't you worry about that. I've got it right here. So there was an ugly incident in Minnesota, which is seems to be pretty much ground zero regarding illegals and crime and corruption and everything else. ICE agents were in the process of arresting some of these monsters who did these terrible, terrible things to American citizens and also to illegals, to other illegals. And in the process, one of these paid protesters tried to run down an ICE agent. The video is very clear on this. The ICE agent defended himself, as he should, and he fired at least one shot. I don't know how many he fired, and killed the woman who was trying to kill him. Now, again, I am very sorry that there's any loss of life. There's no question about that in this case. But the corporate media and the Marxists who control the Democratic Party are doing everything they can to turn this woman into the next George Floyd. Oh, she's a martyr for the cause and this, that, and the other. Again, I'm sorry the woman is dead. I really am. But let me ask you this. If you were out there doing your job and someone gets into a big, ugly SUV and tries to run you down, would you try to defend yourself? And the answer, of course, is, I don't know. I'm not you. I know I would. If I had a firearm and somebody was trying to kill me, trying to run me down, you darn right I'd defend myself. At least I think I would, and I've never had that opportunity. I don't want that opportunity. Of course, now that I think about it, knowing me, I'm such a wuss, I'd probably wet my pants and just run away screaming. And I still get run down. But in my ideal, the ideal, Dimitri, under the best possible circumstances, when he actually was able to grow a spine and a set, that Dimitri would defend himself. That Dimitri would take his firearm out, have one bullet in there like Barney Fife, and then aim it and shoot to defend himself. That's what I believe I would do. All of this stuff that you're hearing right now regarding this this poor woman who brought this on herself is sickening beyond belief for so many different reasons. Not the least of which, this corporate media that is simply an extension of today's the Marxist-controlled Democratic Party. Let me organize my thoughts here. Do you remember January 6th when President Trump said the election was rigged and a lot of protesters agreed and then they were drawn into the Capitol by the feds that were undercover agents, scores and scores of them, and then made it seem as if it was an insurrection, which of course it wasn't. In that, quote, insurrection, an innocent woman lost her life. She was killed by a person who works for the federal government, a Capitol police officer. Ashley Babbitt. The corporate media and the leftists didn't give a damn about Ashley Babbitt. She had served in our armed forces. She was nonviolent. They just killed her. No one gave it on the left. No one gave a damn about Ashley Babbitt. No one. But now that another federal agent, another person who works for the federal government, in trying to actually defend himself, Ashley Babbitt didn't try to run over anybody. She was walking. This woman, who again, I'm sorry, lost her life, gets in her vehicle, a big SUV, to run over an ICE agent. He defends himself. He shoots her. She dies. Again, sorry that she died. Sorry that she was shot, actually. And now they're turning her into a hero, into a martyr, and they're doing everything they can to demonize this federal agent. They had no problem with the other federal agent to slaughtering Ashley Babbitt. That was fine. That was perfectly fine. So I'm a little confused. I thought whenever there was an insurrection, it was okay to kill people. That it was okay for the feds to kill people. Because that's the lesson that we were supposedly taught regarding Ashley Babbitt. Nobody gave a damn about her on the left. No one. Well, this insurrection, now suddenly, oh, well, we got a martyr. This is insane. You have these paid protesters who are doing everything they can to make life absolutely miserable for the ICE agents, including making horrible noises throughout the night in any outside of any hotel where they think the agents are staying. Of course, the local police, which are controlled by the leftists in Minneapolis and these other cities, are more than happy to ignore all the noise ordinances and everything else because they're in on it. The local media here is no better. The way they frame this, the way they present this, is sickening beyond belief. Now they're protests. Well, the protests, they're paid protesters. And when they talk about the killing of this woman, they don't tell you why she was shot. Nine's a good example. Seven's even worse than nine, if you can imagine such a thing. But let me play this for you. This is from nine. Note what they do not tell you about this. It's only one-sided to make it seem like the ICE agents and the federal government, that Trump, these are all the bad guys. Here's how they presented it this morning in their newscast.
Protests against ICE have been happening across the country following the shooting of 37-year-old woman Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis on January 7th. In Wheeling, an ICE Out Forever protest took place at the corner of National Road and Kruger Street at the McDonald's intersection. Those that protested say the goal of the ICE protest is to honor the lives of those who have been killed by ICE and to call for the removal of the agency from communities across the country. The protest was organized by MOVE.
That's it. That's the whole thing right there. Not a word about, well, she tried to run over an ICE agent. She got in her big, ugly SUV and tried to run him over. Nothing regarding the other side. It's all one-sided. This is the story that the leftists want you to hear, and only this side of it. And the protesters, the miserable Marxist misfits that show up out there near McDonald's every other Saturday, it seems. There might have been, what, 8 of them? 10? Maybe? Nothing from the other side. Nothing from the other side. This is who they are. This is... Hold on. Let me play this thing for you again. Hold on. Again, no reference to what she did. No one from the other side saying, oh, by the way, they were going there to arrest these monsters who were murdering and raping people. Nothing from our side. It's only one-sided. Again, this is Channel 9 today.
ICE have been happening across the country following the shooting of 37-year-old woman Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis on January 7th. In Wheeling, an ICE Out Forever protest took place at the corner of National Road and Kruger Street at the McDonald's intersection. Those that protested say the goal of the ICE protest is to honor the lives of those who have been killed by ICE and to call for the removal of the agency from communities across the country. The protest was organized by MOVE.
That's what they're passing off as news here in the Valley. And nationally, it's the same thing. No matter how much you hate the media, you really don't hate them enough. This is yet another example why any local reputable business would want to be associated with this type of leftist propaganda crap on 9 and 7 is beyond me. It really is. It's absolutely beyond me. Do I have time to play this next one here? I think I... wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Protest.
All right. Let me see if I can get the... the timing is not going to work. Okay. I've got another audio clip for you. I can't play it right now. I'm trying to do the math in my head as I'm trying to do a talk show. Okay, can't do it right now. So I'll play this after. We got Mr. Big Willie. Oh, by the way, breaking news. Do we have any breaking news sounder? Is this? No, that's not it. Mr. Big Willie, my sources tell me that he's feeling a lot better. He does not have to have his little pinky toe amputated after all. The gangrene apparently wasn't gangrene. Apparently it was toe jam or something. I don't know. So anyway, he's feeling a lot better. So he's going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news, calling us live from his state-of-the-art luxurious cab of the Freightliner Cascadia 125. He's on the road somewhere doing, you know, hauling stuff somewhere. That's what he does. It's a big old truck. So we've got him. Afterward, I will play you more evidence that these protesters are actually being paid to do this. I'm sure it's Soros money. And why this useless attorney general, Pam Blondie, has not done anything about this is one of the great frustrations of the Trump administration. He once again has hired some absolute incompetent to be the attorney general. What a waste. God almighty, what a waste. It just never ends. All right. So we've got all of that and so much more for you. We really don't have enough time to give you all the information and all the entertainment that you've come to expect. No, even demand from Dimitri. And I feel your pain. I do. I feel your pain. But we're going to squeeze as much information and as much entertainment as we possibly can in the next hour because, damn it, we love you. That's what this is all about. It's about the love.